Outcast, by Rosemary Sutcliffe. For my father, without whose help the Alcestis of the Rennes fleet would never have been seaworthy. I should like also to thank Harold Lawton, Indian Service of Engineers, for his advice in draining Romney Marsh. Author's note. Celt, Roman, Saxon, Norman, and English have all had a hand in winning Romney Marsh from the sea and making it safe afterwards. But it seems likely that it was the Romans with their genius for engineering who first began draining operations on a big scale. If that was so, then the re-wall, the ancient sea defence which you can still trace here and there, running from Appledore to New Romney, may well have been built in the first place by just such a force of legionaries, working under just such an engineer centurion, as I have made Berwick find there when he comes to the marsh, in the last part of this book. 1. Storm on the Coast. The gale, which had lulled for a little while, came swooping back with a shriek and a beating as of great wings against the village that crouched on the bare hill shoulder, huddling close to the ground, as though for safety. In the house-place of Kunori, the chieftain's brother, the hearth-smoke came billowing back in stinging clouds from the smoke-hole in the low turf roof, and the seal-oil lamp hanging from the roof-tree leapt and fluttered and sank, bringing the shadows crowding in, so that for a moment the storm and the things of the storm seemed to have broken through into the small, round stronghold of warmth and safety that was Kunori's home. But the gust passed, as the others had done, and the lamp steadied, and the side-driven flames leapt up again on the hearth. Kunori...